Blog Talk Radio.
Ouch. Right when the show starts, I get a leg cramp. Kaylin Patterson.
Oh, no.
Deep and deep real talk. Stretching it out. Stretching it out. Ab cramp as well. Here we go. Here we go. This is the dilemmas of being active in your life. Yes, they happen, and it's okay. But anyhow, this program is sponsored by really bad cramps. Not of the menstrual cramp. Yeah, yeah. Yes, a lot of pain. A lot of pain.
Oh, my goodness.
Anywho, if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on without a cramp in your leg, check us out at something before we do something with a truck with a cramp in it.
Just get this,
what's that designated?
Just get this man. Just get this man some BCAs and a tennis ball. Let's just call it good. And check us out at
PeteForPeteMuscle.com.
And while Kaylin is stretching out his leg, we will get ready to talk. Kaylin, I would ask you how you're doing, but I already know how you're doing. You're dealing with a leg cramp.
Oh.
On those little chicken legs that you have.
Well, they finally got sprung out.
You must really be in pain because you didn't even have a comeback for the chicken leg comment. So.
No, I do not. I got nothing.
Oh, man. So, Listenerland, how are you guys doing in the midst of the world that we live in today? The weather, fantastic. You know, we still had some protesting going on here in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday, but
we did well. It's really peaceful, and they're really making valid points, and they went to the courthouse today where we are. And spoke, and then they had a meeting that was planned, but it had to be canceled because of, I guess, one of the thunderstorms that got a little bit pretty bad. It didn't make it here, but it was, I guess, I don't know. I'm stretching and I'm still cramping, so yeah, I'm trying to work through both and multitasking is not my thing. But yeah, anywho. It was scheduled to be a thunderstorm today, and it didn't, so they canceled just for safety reasons, I guess is the best way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. There you have it.
you're enjoying this way too much.
Well, I can't help it when you're being comedy relief over there. You made me think of Jack Black off of Nacho Libre. There's a scene that kind of reminds me of that. That kind of sounds like that. But anyway, I digress. We're hanging in there. I'm hanging in there a little better than Kaylin is. But
I have
no doubt he's going to come
really
along.
Well with it.
He's going to come along with flying colors. If it makes you feel any better, Kaylin, if it makes you feel any better, I am dealing with poison ivy. It's not a muscle cramp, but it's still slightly irritating. Slightly irritating, but it'll be all right. It will be all right. And I probably came into contact with it about a week ago, and it's just taking its sweet time and showing up, but I'm hopeful it'll be out of here by another week. But it's not super itchy, so I'm not complaining. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
For those of you who have never experienced poison ivy, just Google it, figure out what it looks like, stay away from it, don't touch it.
Don't touch it because the
travels all over your skin. And you could have a severe to mild to no reaction at all. Because there's some people who can go frolicking through poison ivy, don't have any reaction at all. Others just think of poison ivy and have severe breakout of little itchy bumps.
Like a bad diet.
So, yeah. Yeah, I happened to be mowing, and it was really windy that day. And the little chopped up pieces, because I wasn't bagging, they just blew around, and they got me. So the oil is very potent. So stay away from the poison ivy.
I saw a donut. Poison donut.
You got own it. Oh my, those might have a little longer lasting side effects than mine.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Oh shoot, Kaylin. All right, well, we digress. We're done talking about all of our ales. What we wanted to talk about is the Open Online American Natural Bodybuilding Championships. I know you guys have heard us talk about this. So Kent Byerly, he is the president of the ANBF, which is the American Natural Bodybuilding Federation. And in light of the whole COVID thing, some shows got canceled. And so he had put together an online bodybuilding competition, which Kaylin and I both participated in as judges. And we judged different categories, but all of the competition was video. So as judges, we received videos of the competitors doing their mandatories, and then we were given our criteria, and based on that criteria, we were supposed to give placements. And so I wasn't quite sure how this was going to work or how I really felt about it. But after, you know, experiencing it, it wasn't terrible, but there's definitely something to be said for live competition. I just don't think that, even though that this was an opportunity for athletes to still compete in this very uncertain time, and hats off to Kent for trying it, and I know other promoters are trying it too, it's just not the same. I don't think it does the athletes justice either. But with that being said, that's not a knock on
not at all.
Promoter. It's just that the format just cannot replace live show.
That's right.
Which category?
Hold on. Because like the athletes, I got to give a shout out to them, because you know, you and I both know there were plenty of people that were ready to compete this year. And when things started setting, there was a lot of dismay. There was a lot of giving up. There was a lot of quitting. And some people basically won't even come back to the stage simply because this was such a blow. You know, because prep's not easy. Getting ready, you know, for anything takes time, preparation. And then to have it snatched from you might have been a blow too much for some of the people that were doing the first time competition or something like that. So hats off to the people that, you know, were looking for anything to try and keep that reason and holding on to their craft. And this was a very good thing for them. And I want to give hats off to Kent for that, because there was a lot of people that still had an opportunity and they took hold of what they could. So, you know, I respect everything that was done with this format. But like Dad said, side by side is a blessing for anyone who's judging, and we found out just how much of a blessing it is, considering, you know, what we had to do with the criteria we had and the way and the format that it was given. So big shout out to Kent for what he did. Hats off to all the competitors that were, you know, holding on to what they did and still sitting in and doing the competition, because this is new. And there's going to be a lot of things, kinks needed to be worked out, that's for sure. But, you know, hats off for what we had to work with, considering everything that's been going on.
Yep, no doubt. So which categories did you get to judge, Kaylin?
I had the bodybuilding men's pro, just the bodybuilding, the men's bodybuilding. So that was pretty cool. Go ahead.
Okay, so you had open and pro. I had women's figure, open and pro. So there were actually quite a few categories available in this online competition.
Yes.
There was bikini, open and pro. As we said, figure, open and pro. Men's bodybuilding, open and pro. There was men's physique, open and pro. Women's physique, open and pro. And classic physique, open and pro. And then they also gave an award for best entertainer, which I didn't get to see that video, but I would have loved to have seen it, because I'm not even quite sure what that was. But that was pretty cool. And so the way that it worked is then for the classes or the categories that you were assigned to as a judge, and I know Kent was working to have 5 judges per category. And and I don't even know who, other than Kaylin, who the other judges were. So he would send the videos, and then you had your criteria, and then you emailed back your rankings. And, you know, in some instances, it was pretty, like, cut and dry, even though, you know, you see I feel like you see so much more when an athlete is live and on stage. You know, there were just some instances where, yeah, it was still pretty clear as to what the order was based on the criteria. But then there was instances where it was tough. It was like splitting hairs, and I'm like flipping back and forth between videos, trying to get, you know, comparable frames, looking at pictures, you know, looking at stills of each video frame, trying to match up what I'm looking at. And some of the things that, some of the things that were really challenging, at least for me, Kaylin, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well, were, you know, lighting was not consistent.
There you go. First thing I was
the tan situation was not consistent. And just, you know, just the whole pacing of things, because, you know, they were timing their own mandatory turns and when they would turn and how long they would hold it. And, you know, some athletes took the time and gave you enough time to watch, and others were just like spinning around, and you're like, wait a minute, I need you to hold that pose. So there's a lot of rewinding that went on. So those were some of the challenges that I found with using the video format to judge. What else did you see, Kaylin?
Well, the lighting and the tan, definitely. I appreciate everybody that, you know, took part in it. And really, I mean, this opens the door whether you want to close it or not, or close the window or whatever. But this is groundbreaking. It's definitely a paradigm shift in natural bodybuilding.
Yep.
And a welcome one if we can get the kinks worked out. But I would rather use a Zoom kind of format in the future, or something where it can be done live and basically have a side-by-side comparison, even if only in the screen format. But definitely lighting, good God almighty. Some of these quarter turns were like 500 mile an hour turns. And you could definitely see the people who had practiced posing as compared to the people who just knew the posing. I'll definitely say that. So, like I said, I was hitting that pause button, definitely rewinding the first time, because I was thinking in my head, you know, the very basic poses and the count on the poses. And I think some people in their head were so nervous about getting through it and remembering the correct pose that they lost track of time, and it definitely showed. So that pause button, I'm telling you, it was definitely a blessing. And I had to keep my finger next to it like one of these game show buzzers. Because it's like, well, you know, that looked good, but let's see if I can catch it better. Because, you know, it is posing, and then they are scored for it, and you want to catch them at their best. So it was kind of a cheat sheet at some points, because they were doing the poses, like I said. But it was, oh, my goodness. And the lighting definitely gets some – be ready to sweat, guys. I think that would be another thing I would say. Don't get to your pace and posing. Make sure you hold them for as long as you can, because judges still look for that as well. You know, especially when you're a pro, they expect you to have some kind of stamina endurance throughout. And so if the gut's sitting there poking out because you're breathing like a horse or a Clydesdale that just did a Budweiser commercial, then we got issues. We got issues. What do you think about that, Dave?
Yeah, we got issues. And, you know, I would really, you know, I can only speak anecdotally because I only saw the videos for my categories. I would have loved to have seen everybody else, but we didn't have access to that. So, you know, I'm going to have to take your word for it. But with regard to the tan, I do know that the athletes were instructed, you know, don't spend a ton of money on this, and I know it was, you know, registration was very minimal. I think it was like $15 or something like that. But, you know, I still enjoyed the fact that the athletes had the opportunity to participate, as Kaylin was saying, and that those who were show ready, I mean, they still had a chance to showcase their physique until they could actually get on a stage. So I think that both of those were pluses. So I would like to go ahead and recognize the athletes that competed and their placing. And, you know, I'll give commentary to the athletes that I can and would ask Kaylin to go ahead and give commentary to the ones that he can. And the rest, you know, we'll all just give them, you know, a listenerland applause for taking on, you know, being early adopters, if you will, of this new thing that we have in online competitions. But Bikini Pro, first place goes to Victoria Romanoff. And, you know, I can't even tell you if these are ANBF athletes or where exactly they came from, because this was open to all organizations, and I don't have that level of detail. So I can't even give props to the organizations that they're with, but that's okay. So Victoria Romanoff, Bikini Pro, she took first place. Second place went to Valentina Malzoni. And third place went to Andy Jones. Well, there's a name I recognize. Good for you, Andy. She was in there, Bikini Pro. Nice. We see Andy also competing in the sports models category as well, or at least we have in the past. So great to see that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm really proud that you got all their names right.
Well, I at least pronounced them. Who knows if I actually said them right, but I tackled
you
them
did.
Right.
You did. You got them right.
All right. And of course, as always, Bikini was really representing here. I mean, they had probably some of the highest number in the pro category, and the highest number in the pro category and also in the open. So you go, Bikini girl. Bikini Open, first place went to Theodora Precup, second to Amanda Apfel, third place to Taylor Levante, fourth to Sasha Williams, fifth, Nancy Gordon, and sixth place, Kelly White. Pro figure, first place went to Rianne Hughes, and second place to Jennifer, I'm going to murder this one, Merceca, I believe it is. I'm not sure. Now, this category was really tough for me because I felt like these ladies were strong in different areas.
Body parts.
But, but so neck and neck as far as an overall complete physique and conditioning. I mean, I spent so much time with that pause button, as Kaylin has said, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, trying to line up poses. And this was one also where lighting, I mean, you really had to look. I mean, if you were looking for more definition or just trying to pinpoint, you know, is she really less conditioned, more conditioned? Is that just a shadow? What is it that I'm looking at?
Right.
Because they were just
lighting,
close. I was
lighting.
Looking for any differentiator in there. And it was tough. It was tough. I really could. I mean, I would have loved the opportunity to see them live. It would have made it easier. It was so close. But they were both clearly pros. They came to compete. They were ready. So it was great seeing them. So congratulations to both of those gals. The figure open, first place went to Kelly Weiner. Second place went to Angela Andrews Van Es. And third place went to Kathleen Van Norman. And, you know, we had, you could tell mostly through posing that we had a very novice first-time competitor all the way to, you know, a competitor that's on the verge of probably getting her pro card if she can get on the stage, you know, sometime this year or even early next year. So, but just a lot of talent there and just exciting to see the progression of those athletes. So congratulations there. Okay, men's bodybuilding pro, Kaylin. It looks like you had one competitor. First place went to Tony Howard II.
Yes. He was ready, but you know, like with the lighting and the tank, I think that's going to be the one thing we all have to focus on in the future. Better backdrop, better preparation for that, because he definitely was ready for the show, and anybody that would have got on there with him would have been, you know, getting a run for the money. So I was happy with the way he went about it. He was definitely a pro, no doubt about that, and holding himself quite well. And that's one of the things that I really respect and appreciate as a pro, that they get there. You get there with the look that you should. And, you and Dez, you and I have talked about, you know, the pros and representing, because the amateurs coming up, they don't see, how you were. They see that you're a pro, and this is what the look must be for a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he was more than ready.
Very good. All right. So then in Men's Bodybuilding Open, first place went to C.J. Smulligan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the thing. It's going to be the same thing, because that's the one issue. And I think when you time it in your head, I would recommend having someone else call the poses and use a timer to call the next ones. Because I think when we do our own internal clock, we're going to be either off in a good positive number, like holding it too long, or holding it not long enough. And that was the one thing I had with that one, is that, you know, it was just that pause button became my best friend, because it's like, okay, I know you're ready and I know you're doing well, but I would love to see those poses just a little bit longer held. And that's only out of respect for, you know, the organization and what they're doing. I think we could do, these are the things we have to, you know, for feedback. And that's one of the things that I put down.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good. Now, this one is interesting to me. There was a kids bodybuilding division, and Elijah Davis took first place there. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I was kind of surprised with that one, because I thought I read it wrong. I thought it was somebody's name, and it had just been autocorrected, you know, to say kids. So I thought, okay, who's this bodybuilder and what's going on? So when it came up, I thought something had overlapped and I'd been given somebody's home workout it was different, I guess, best way to say it, because I expected an adult bodybuilder. So I thought some video had got overlapped and just sit with it. So the first time I didn't even view it. You know, I was just this stuff happens, and it's the first time and first run. So just, you know, and then when I messaged back, and he's like, well, what happened with the kid? He's like, well, which kid are you talking about? And he's telling me about this kid. I was like, oh, okay, let me go back and check it out. Thank goodness I didn't delete anything. So, you know, it's good to see that kids are still interested in health and fitness. And at that age, doing those kind of things, and the poses were pretty cute. I mean, you see the work that needs to be done, but like it's a kid. So, you know, I'm not going to knock him for that. And I definitely made sure the criteria was that kid's level of intellect and not slamming him you would say for anything else. So, you know, it's good to see it, and I'm happy for it. And, you know, we'll see how it goes in the future. I'm worried, but this is a personal worry and nothing to do with the NBF or any other organization, is that about children picking up weights too soon. And so that's always a concern of mine. And that, I definitely left that in the notes.
All right. Very good. Yep. That's and that's kind of a hung jury, because it all just depends on who you talk to with regard to kids and weights. And there will be those that are cautious about it and others that are just like, they're fine, it's fine. You know, it's not going to have any negative impacts on their health and this, that, and the other thing. Although I don't necessarily agree with that to be true.
Well,
but
studies show that that's not a true statement.
Yep. So just, you know, it all depends on who you're talking to. So just be cautious with that. I guess I would agree with Kaylin's concern there. Okay. So Men's Physique Pro, congratulations to Kelly Heim, first place. Men's Physique Open, Anthony Jarauszczyk, first place. Women's Physique Pro, we had first place went to Ida Leo and second place to Candace Lord. Women's Physique Open. Now, see, here's where we're having some repeat names here. And had I seen them on stage, you would have heard me on my soapbox.
Yeah.
Because we have two competitors that were in Figure Open are now competing in Women's Physique Open. And even though I didn't see these videos and I see their ranking, so Kelly Weiner was first place and second place with the Kathleen Van Norman. Based on what I know from their figure videos, then I would agree with that placement because the judges could only judge what they were looking at. But I would definitely say that, you know, for Kelly, who took first place in both, I would highly recommend if I had known that she was competing in both to, you know, pick one. And granted, this is not the format to decide to determine if you like one over the other because it's online. And so you have no idea who you're up against. You have no idea
right.
what they look like. You know, if you're near what other physique competitors look like, if you're far away. But, I just never have been good with the same athlete winning first place in two different categories.
She's not
and
a
here,
fan, guys. She's not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I am not a fan, and so I guess I just jumped on the opportunity to bring that up again. I took it.
Please do.
I saw it, and I went for it. But, you know, here, I mean, it doesn't bother me, really, because a whole different set of judges. And
it
does. Well, the concept bothers me. In this particular competition,
yeah.
it doesn't bother me because Kelly, she deserved to win both based on who she
yes.
was up against. So there you have it. Classic Physique
you
Pro,
have.
You have first place went to Tony Howard and second place went to Kelly Heim. So that's interesting because you have a men's pro bodybuilder that took first place in Classic Physique Pro. And then you have a men's physique pro, an actual men's physique pro that took second place. I find that very interesting. So both
yeah.
pro athletes, one is a men's bodybuilding pro, the other is an actual men's physique pro, and the bodybuilder won over the men's physique athlete.
I have no comment. You already know how I feel about that.
I find that very interesting. But again, in this instance, the judges only got to see their classes. So they would have had no idea that Tony Howard was a pro bodybuilder or that he competed in the pro bodybuilding class. They would have had no idea. They were going solely based on what the athletes looked like in the video with the lighting that they had, the tanning that they had, and however they posed. So I find that interesting. And only in this scenario do I have no further comment on that other than I find it interesting.
I'm just going to leave it alone. You already know.
Classic Physique Open. Congratulations to Douglas Odom. First place. And then again, best entertainer went to bikini competitor Theodore Precup. So those are the results. Theodore. I wonder if they call
yeah.
her Theo for short. Yeah.
Theo.
But those
Theo.
Are the results for the, there you go, the Open Online American Championship. So that's one for the books. I'm glad I was able to experience it.
We made
and,
it.
And, you know, huh?
We made history.
We made history. No doubt. No doubt. And I'm interested for other promoters who are doing an online competition, if their format follows this or if they're doing it slightly different and how that's been working for them. So if anybody listening, if you know of a promoter that is doing an online competition or you are competing in an online competition in the future, let us know. Because I would really like to know how those competitions go.
There you go.
There you have it. And one last And one last thought that I have today is that the latest issue of Iron Man magazine came out. And Kalen, I don't know if you've had a chance to go stand in line at Barnes & Noble and get your copy.
With my mask.
With your mask. There you go. And this edition, it's a special interview issue, and it's also their COVID-19 issue because they were putting this issue together during the whole pandemic. So trying to get interviews together and contacting people, and I think, you know, it probably was kind of challenging just to keep that perspective up and going, but maybe not. Maybe not. They focused on, you know, topics of what keeps us together, you know, what makes us stronger, and how lifestyle can be a beacon to the world through greater attention to everyone's fitness, health, and wellness. So those were kind of the areas of concentration for this particular issue. But the next issue that's due out in November, they're going to be getting back to the basics with best workouts, nutrition advice, and expert voices throughout. So this is kind of a special issue for them. So you guys should check it out. Go online. You can purchase the online version of it. If that trips your trigger, put in your
list.
You know, I like to flip pages too. I still enjoy reading actual paper versus online. Yeah. I'm a flip pager myself.
I still got my beeper too. Still got my beeper and my Sky pager. There we go.
You still have them, but do you use them?
No. I plug them in to see if they'll work one day because I know there's stuff coming back around. I just know it.
You'll be ready. You will be ready.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, so that's about all I've got for today, KP. Do you have anything else to add?
I just know that Snickerdoodle would have helped a lot of these athletes. That's what I know.
Or some Bomb Pop BCA. It's probably even Bomb Pop. Is it Rocket Pop BCA? I don't know. I didn't get my sample. You know why? Because it's seasonal. And it's already done. So I'm going to have to wait till next week if they decide to bring it back. I know. How am I a P4P sponsored athlete and I don't even have a sample of the latest
product?
Call
them out, girl. Call them out.
I am right now. Call it out.
Put their feet to the fire. Put their feet to the fire. Say, look, I'll have some COVID ready for you if you don't hook me up next time. Yeah.
I don't want any COVID to pass to anybody. They can keep that to themselves.
Pass off that ninja. Have that COVID ready or have my bomb pop. You tell them.
You better have my bomb pop. In fact, I want all of you out there that wanted to sample it and you didn't get a chance, go on the P4P Muscle Signature Series Facebook page and just put on their hashtag, you better have my bomb pop.
There you go.
And let's get a revolution going. Maybe that we'll get some samples. Some samples mailed to us. You better.
You better.
And it's BETTA. You better have my bomb pop.
You better have my bomb pop. I'm doing it right now.
You better have my bomb pop.
No, we're not in the show until I get that on there. No, we're not in the show until we get that. No, indeed. Let's get that going. You better have
that's
my
right.
Mama.
You better.
P4P.
You better.
Is it Productions and Entertainment? Which one is it?
There's the Mo Better, but this is a You Better.
No, which P4P page?
Which P4P page? Oh, sorry. P4P Signature Series. P4P Muscle Signature Series.
Is that on
Facebook.
Instagram?
I think you're... They're on Instagram as well.
Yeah, I'm not part of the
the Signature Series. Wow.
Oh, well, you should be. It's the Bomb Pop Chain Reaction BCA. It's a new summer seasonal flavor. I'm going right now. I'm typing it right now, guys. You better have that Bomb Pop.
So I can go there.
Bam. There it is.
Left out.
Hold on. I got to edit it now and tag Kaylin.
Wow.
Here we go. There.
My ego's kind of hurt.
There we go. You're in it. I was typing faster than you were talking. Sorry. But you've now been tagged.
Look at this.
Another
Hold
first.
On.
We're social media. We're social media-ing together now. All of listener land. We just posted right there together. You better have my Bomb Pop.
I would have just put the letter U. But that's just me.
Oh, that's bad. You know, I'm going to go back and edit that. I was being a little too proper there.
Yeah, you were being that grandma Nazi.
I was being a grandma Nazi.
You better have my Bomb Pop.
Bam. And that makes it capital U. You better have my Bomb Pop. All right, I think our listeners are over this right now. So, on behalf of Bomb Pop, Chain Reaction, BCA fans everywhere, in addition to Snickerdoodle and Chocolate Whey, P4P Protein, the boys at P4P Muscle, Kaylin, and myself, your body is a temple, so let's build it.